TJMS 25, 25 years of memories of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. So It's Your World took on some topical issues, like when Ms. Dupree was in an abusive relationship with Lil Man. But Ms. Dupree had something for him.
It's your world. Hey, don't you know you can't fake it? It's your world. Don't you know it's what you make it?
So, previously on It's Your World, Ms. Dupree was involved in a very toxic relationship with her boyfriend, Lil Man. And now, today,
Mr. Dupree, I don't care what you say. Ain't no man got no business putting his hands on you. We here to help you if you'll just let us.
Look, I don't need no help. If you really want to be helpful, stay out of my business. All y'all just mind your own damn business.
Fontella's Dreamworld, may I help you? Oh, hey, Shirley, how you doing? You need to get rid of that post-holiday kitchen, don't you? I told you about packing them party naps under them wigs. Yeah, you done partied and sweated out your duty and slapped that wig on and kept stepping. Oh, my God. Shirley, I gotta call you back. Mr. Dupree, what happened to you? Ralphie!
Girl, I ain't deaf. Besides, we have intercoms, you know. Miss Dupree!
Quick, help me get her to a chair.
Maybe we should call 911.
No, don't do that. I'll be all right.
Well, Miss Dupree, what happened?
You know what happened, Ralphie. He did this to her.
It wasn't his fault, LaQuisha. He's just under a lot of pressure on his job. You know, he doesn't feel appreciated at work. And then when he thinks I don't appreciate him, too, he gets upset, that's all. He couldn't help it. He just lost control.
Oh, man. Look, Miss Dupree. Look, I know you told us to mind our own business, but we love you and we want you to learn how to love yourself. So with your permission, I want to call Sister Love and have them send over a counselor to talk to you. Would that be all right?
Okay, Louisa, make the call.
Yeah, I talked to the counselor. I told you I'm gonna go tomorrow. Because I'm just too tired to go tonight. Besides, I didn't want to go to the women's shelter looking like this. I'm gonna get a good night's sleep, and the first thing tomorrow morning, I'm gone. First thing tomorrow morning, LaQuisha, I promise. Okay, I'll call you if I need you. Okay, bye.
So you out there putting our business in the street.
Huh? Oh, I thought you had gone out.
And you thought this would be a perfect time to tell your friend LaQuisha all about how bad I've been treating you.
No, it wasn't like that, really. She was just concerned about how I was feeling, you know?
So concerned that she was sending you to some shelter, huh? Yeah, I heard you.
But you don't understand. It's not what you think.
Now, where's this shelter? Answer me. You had plenty to say a minute ago. Answer me, I said. Oh, I guess I got to give you something to talk about. Ruby Lee, what you cooking in there? Sure smells good.
Oh, well, I call it my just-for-you stew. It'll be ready in a little while.
Hey, baby, look here. I'm sorry I got so upset with you a while ago. You know, I didn't mean to.
But you didn't have to hit me. All I did was ask for my door key.
You know how that makes me feel, don't you? You make me feel like you don't trust me. I love you, but when you act like you don't trust me, it hurts my feelings. Then I get upset. You gotta stop making me get upset. Cause when I get upset, ain't no telling what I might do. I don't wanna hurt you, but you gotta stop making me get upset.
I'm sorry. I'll be more careful next time.
Hey, baby. Is that stew ready yet? What you putting in it? You ain't putting no shellfish in there, are you? You know I'm allergic to shellfish.
No, no, don't worry. Ain't no crabs or nothing up in there.
Well, let me get a little taste. Hey, what's that in your hand?
Nothing.
Here, too, something. Let me see. What you doing with this key?
That's the key to my apartment.
You got this out of my coat pocket.
But it's mine.
Ow! Oh! What you doing going in my pocket? Oh, stop! Don't you ever go in my pocket again. Now give me some of that damn stew.
Oh, you want some stew? Oh, you can have some stew. You can have the whole damn pot.
Ah, oh, look, ah, she agreed me.
Oh, you don't know who you messing with. You better ask somebody. You have put your hands on me for the last time. And if you ever come near me again, I'll make what Loretta Barber did look like a manicure. Now get out. Get the hell out of my house.
What?
Favorite line.
You show him, Ruby Lee Dupree. Was that the end of her revenge? Or did she put a root on it that turned his hands into tiny baby fists? Join us again, friends, for another episode of It's Your World. She outgreened me.
And I'll make what Lorena Bobby did look like a manicure.
You want some stew? You want some stew?
TJMS 25, Miss Dupree, Jetta Jones, a.k.a. Miss Dupree, is up next from New Orleans.